Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. Today is last episode, episode 3 with Haji. Hello Haji, how are you today?
Hi Sammy, I'm doing well. How about you?
Awesome, I'm great. Well, today is the last episode and thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and perspectives in the previous two episodes. And in this episode, we'll love to hear your future visions for Asian Americans, but especially for Japanese Americans. So what are the potentials you see for next generation Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's an exciting time to be an East Asian, I think, right now, right? With in pop culture, Crazy Rich Asians was big. There are comedians and people that are like Hasan Minhaj, who's more South Asian, as well as people like David Chang, who's a restaurateur, that's like coming up. And a lot of people coming up and a lot more Asian faces that we see on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's kind of brought up this question of what is the, you know, Asian voice, Asian American voice. And to go even further for us in this context, what is our Asian Christian, Asian American Christian voice? And what is our role to play in the United States in particular? I think are all considerations that are interesting and exciting to think about. But there's also a lot of layers that I think that needs to get unearthed for us to get there as well. With that said, I think a lot of that might look like more, you know, involvement to within the local communities again, just these ethnic churches that to lay roots locally, and partner with local organizations that are already existing that is, you know, fighting for their, whether it be social justice, caring for the poor, caring for the orphans, and being God's love to the neighboring community, as well as in their ethnic specific communities, if you get what I mean. So hopefully that's kind of where it can go. And as we have more multicultural exchanges and interactions, hopefully that opens doors to find for us to find our Asian American voice, see what we can bring to the table and what we what we can say uniquely based on our perspectives and you know, some of our strengths or our values that reflect God's goodness in this community.
What keeps the next generation from living that potential?
I would say two elements. I think it would be fear and comfort. I would assume, and I would think that a lot of your other, you know, people that you've interviewed have said similar things, but, and this is true to myself and my own story, but just the fear of, whether it be the fear of the unknown and the fear of engaging in multicultural ministry might be one element, but another is a lot of the times in Asian context, the fear of, you know, disappointing our families. I think a lot of times, we know a lot of the Asian American dream, and in some senses is a lot of these immigrants that have sacrificed and labored so much and gave up so much to give us opportunities and give us a life in the States. Obviously that comes along with great expectations, I believe. And at times, despite those expectations, God calls us in specific contexts that aren't necessarily aligned to what our parents' expectations are. But those conversations are really hard. I personally, you know, I engaging in those conversations sometimes takes guts and preparation and thoughtfulness, and also just considering what's honorable to our parents and how do we love them, what do we do. I think is something that we all, a lot of the Asian American community thinks about, but sometimes just out of comfort kind of puts aside and lets go towards the path of least resistance. And that's very tempting for me. I can just speak from my own personal experience. But I think if we continue to do that, and if enough people do that, that can considerably inhibit and really limit what can be done within the Asian American Christian community, and the global church at large.
Okay. Many Asian churches are suffering for lack of leadership continuation or leadership pipeline between first and second generations, and they think that they're losing next generations. Mm. So first generation church members are growing older, the leaderships are growing older.
Right.
But I think you touched on a little bit about Japanese church, the situation. Do you think it's a similar in Japanese churches? Now the question is, how can Asian churches or Japanese churches create a leadership pipeline between first and the next generation?
Yeah, this is a very good question and very pertinent question, I think. I agree. So I think the obvious answer to the first part of your question of, is this similar in Japanese Christian context, is for sure. Yes, absolutely, I think. And I almost want to know the silver bullet answer to this question, right? I would love to know and hopefully be part of the solution. But I think the best answer that I could have formulated was to continuously engage in conversations intergenerationally. Mm. I think they're on both sides. It's easy to say, in order to reach the people around my age group, this is what we need to do. Mm. I'm not saying at all that in any of my churches that, you know, people were selfish and you know, they only looked out for the interest of their generation. But it's hard to think about and consider what other generations are looking for and what may be ways to be pouring into them. Because that's not your life stage anymore, or that you haven't hit that life stage yet. So I believe just having that dialogue within the everyday life of the church. At times, not necessarily always playing basketball with the same group of guys that you always played basketball with, but instead making that intentional decision to have a conversation with someone that you may not necessarily talk to. Mm. And I pray that those conversations would just open doors for better understanding and being able to address and possibly open eyes and have mutual buy-in into the ways that the two generations can pour in and love one another. And I would pray that, you know, the next generation leadership pipeline would come through an outflow of that. But I think for Japanese churches in particular, elder discipleship is hard in terms of having a program in place a lot of the times, just because there aren't a lot of leaders, to your point, earlier point as well. So I don't know if it's programs necessarily, but it would be helpful, I think, sometimes for there to be structure and infrastructure in place for people to go through those studies or discipleship elements, because at times it's easy to, in ministry sometimes, to feel like, okay, this person accepted Christ, and kind of leave it at that, and kind of, you know, we hope to kind of continuously invite them into finding out more and more who Christ is, finding out more and more about God's character and what he's calling us to as into obedience as his followers. And that layer of discipleship, I think, is something that needs to be addressed as well. And I don't have answers, Sammy, to be honest,
it's good.
Whether it be programs or other forms.
Well, in Asian context, normally people think that influence comes from top to bottom.
Right, right.
Older to the younger.
Right, right.
But I think there's a great deal for next generations to influence the older generation as well.
Right.
So my question for you is, how can the next generation to help Asian churches, including first generation Asian churches, to continue to grow?
Right, right. No, I think... Yeah, that's a great point. With that said, just because of the Asian culture, I think an element is for the second generation to humbly listen to the next generation and look to them as people that oftentimes have wisdom that we can learn from and
right.
glean from. Mm-hmm. And you know, it starts with just getting to know them, get to know their stories, hear and be encouraged by the ways that God's moved in their lives, and also look for ways that you can you know, listen to their needs, but also look for ways that you can partner together and work together. So I think, again, going back to the dialogue point, it's a lot about conversations, and possibly we just need to initiate those conversations at times, possibly, to have those opportunities to listen to their stories and see what they have. And it would also help, though, I think, for it to be reciprocated. At times, it is easier for the older generation, or the first generation, to really reach out to us, second generation, or our younger folks as well. So hopefully it can be a mutual dialogue there.
Right. Well, for second generation or next generation Japanese Americans, I think that Japan would be probably the primary mission field, because they can speak the language, understand the culture and everything. But how do you think that the Japanese, next generation, second generation Japanese American Christians, do you think they have a potential to reach out beyond more than Japanese, so they can reach out to other races as well? Engage them with the gospel of Christ. Do you see that the Great Commission going beyond the Japanese circle?
Right. Yeah, no, that's, I would hope to say that is definitely the case. I think anyone that is a second generation, just by definition, has a multicultural experience. And I think people who, and anyone can have those multicultural experiences, I think. But I think they're uniquely equipped to be bridge builders. And I hope that's a direction that I can personally take as a second generation Japanese Christian and an Asian American Christian. That is, I think, part of the reason why I'm currently in an Asian American church personally. It's one of the reasons why I think I would like to find that Asian American Christian voice that I was referring to earlier, and see what we can offer. But at the same time, I think there are elements, as East Asians in particular, possibly, I think there are layers and steps that need to happen before we get there. And a lot of that has to do with acknowledging a lot of the privileges that we have, especially when it comes to anything regarding race within the U.S. There's a lot of dynamics, I think, that are at play. And until we recognize, as East Asian Americans particularly, of the ways that we've benefited, even though we complain a lot about the model minority myth, essentially, we've also benefited from it. And it's kind of introduced as a way to kind of separate and isolate us, but we've kind of been more privileged, I would say, overall. And there are times where I think we've been silent a lot of the times as East Asians on these matters of justice, and whether it be incarcerations or just policies that have puts particular races in disadvantageous situations. I think before we kind of engage in those conversations, we need to understand where we stand. Sometimes we, there's that case, I think, against Harvard or something about, and I don't want to go get too political here, so I want to be careful here, but there are times where I almost am curious if we are just fighting for equality when it is beneficial for us as East Asians. And there's a lot that needs to be recognized, acknowledged. I think personally, like, repented and kind of detached from attitude and perspective wise, for us to engage well in a healthy way across all races. And even throughout this podcast, I noticed myself saying East Asian. I think sometimes I'm very tempted to take this very narrow perspective of East Asian American and kind of take that as umbrella Asian experience, but and forget that some of our other Asian brothers and sisters, whether it be South Asian or Southeast Asian or other minority groups that might be within our midst. So I think that, again, it just comes from being aware of where we are and our privileges at times, and being able to engage in those discussions and view it within the lens of, let's build God's kingdom. Like, what can we do? What's the role that we can play? And working towards that, and building towards that.
That's great. Now, Haji, the big question for you, what do you see God would do among Asian Americans in the next 5 to 10 years? And what are the next steps for our churches to participate this future work of God?
Right, yeah. So my prayer is just increased community involvement. Again, as second generation Asian Americans become a little bit more, I think, rooted, hopefully, within their respective places, for these ethnic churches to start laying roots where they are at, and just be involved in community and engage in multicultural ministries and just multicultural spaces for them to be Christ and bring that to people beyond just our races, while also at the same time reaching out to those that are, you know, looking for that specific, ethnic-specific spaces. And another is just that, I think it comes with that local involvement, is just genuine care for justice. I think that's broadly a lot of the direction that I think some of the churches at, well, globally is kind of moving towards, but at the same time, I feel that Asian churches has generally been silent on a lot of these matters, and I think it's time for us to consider that as we think about our kids and our second generation kids that are kind of going through, they're acutely aware of all of these issues, and a lot of times how the church has historically been the oppressors in some of these instances. So I think some of our kids are thinking about, well, how do I reconcile this? Like, what do we do here? So I do think that it is time for Asian American churches to start considering those issues and being involved and just diving right in and engaging in them.
Great. Well, Haji, thank you so much for spending time with me. And thanks so much for
a great opportunity.
This podcast, for not only for Japanese Americans, but for Asian Americans and beyond. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministry Search Podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.